It's not easy to save for retirement on $15,000 a year. Most farm workers make less than that, and many of them have nowhere to go once their working days are over. In California's Coachella Valley, east of Palm Springs, there's a comfortable and affordable community designed just for these elderly workers. In the second of two stories from the Housing First series, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on Desert Gardens. It's believed to be the first retirement complex specifically for farm workers.
It's easy to miss Desert Gardens apartments, to just drive on by and keep looking. Not that the complex is hard to see. It's at an intersection on the edge of the town of Indio, where farm fields are rapidly sprouting suburban subdivisions. But the red-tiled roofs and beige stucco make the place look like an upscale condo development, not subsidized housing for some of the poorest people in America.
Yeah, we actually have had people pull up in BMWs and Mercedes-Benz to see if they could rent a condo. It does create the appearance that it's more than it is.
John Mealy is the head of the Coachella Valley Housing Coalition, which developed Desert Gardens. It's one of nearly two dozen affordable housing developments the organization's built using a complex mix of federal, state, and local funds combined with foundation grants and bank loans. The deal for tenants, however, is simple. They pay no more than 30% of their income in rent. Most of the developments, says Mealy, have been designed for farm worker families.
So they tended to have 3- and 4-bedroom apartments, and we're having people coming in, individuals who had worked in the fields, who are now retiring, looking for a small place for themselves.
So the coalition decided to make just under half of Desert Gardens' 88 apartments smaller units for seniors. John Mealy assumed older farm workers would find the place desirable. He'd seen the way they live.
There's a lot of people who are still living in shacks, or people who are in their 60s or 70s and still working in the fields. And sometimes they're working because they had no place else to live except for the kind of housing that was being provided on some of the ranches by some of the farmers. It may not have been safe housing, it may not have been sound housing, but they continued living there and they continued working in the fields because they didn't really have much other choice.
92-year-old Maria Concepcion Rodriguez had been living in a tiny trailer. When Desert Gardens opened in 1998, she moved in on the very first day. She quickly summons up her limited English to express how she feels about this cozy one-bedroom apartment.
Every day, I'm happy all the time.
Yeah. Maria La Bonita, as she's known around here, Maria the Pretty One, greets her visitors in a little black dress complemented by a silky turquoise and black jacket and dangly earrings. Her white hair expertly swept up into a neat and complicated twist. She's taken similar care with the apartment, from the plant-filled veranda to the colorful doily she crochets, to the walls festooned with family photographs, plus one of Hillary Clinton, who she met by chance while on a senior's excursion to San Diego.
Ella me la mandó para mi cumpleaños
I got that picture for my birthday in May. The mailman knocked on the door and said, "Did you write to Mrs. Clinton? Do you know her?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Well, I have a present for you."
It's hard to think of this tiny, elegant woman stooping to harvest vegetables or climbing a ladder to pick lemons. That may be because for most of her working life, Maria was a seamstress in her native Mexicali, just south of the California-Mexico border. Maria says that just didn't pay enough for a widow with 8 children. So, in her mid-50s, she brought her family to California and became a farm worker.
And I began working in the fields here, and I could see that I could earn more money here. It's very difficult for many families, but I thank God that I'm here.
Maria retired in 1986. At the age of 74. Every year, about 10% of farm workers leave agriculture. Experts say no one really knows much about what happens to them. According to the United Farm Workers Union, many of the people who are eligible for pensions don't even collect them, and the union has trouble tracking them down. It's often assumed that retired farm workers simply move in with their grown children, as is common in many Latino families. But some don't have that option. And in Maria's case, she'd rather have her own place than live with one of her daughters.
No me gusta estar en viviendo en junta con ellos.
I don't want to live with them because I don't want to be a burden to them.
Thousands of retired farm workers would be happy to have the options that Maria has, but they've only recently been seen as distinct from a much larger group with a need for decent, affordable housing, says Philip Martin, a professor of agricultural economics at the University of California at Davis.
There's no dispute that among the 400 occupations in the United States, farm workers are somewhere near the bottom.
And it's easier, says Martin, for nonprofit organizations to attract funding to meet the needs of all farm workers by targeting aid to smaller groups with specific problems.
Some of the newer subgroups that have been targeted for assistance are retired and disabled as the other group. And that's a very useful thing to do.
Desert Gardens is a first step in meeting that need in the Coachella Valley. There's a list now of people waiting to get in. The wait can be as long as 4 years. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
There's a photograph of Maria Rodriguez and more information on the year-long Housing First series at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.